For the past several years, Caxton Legal Centre has been running an employment law advice service, which provides support to vulnerable workers who are being mistreated or who have been dismissed. As an independent community organisation, Caxton provides free legal service, information and referrals. Bridget Burton is Caxton's coordinating lawyer for the general practice team, which includes the employment law advice service. Today we're speaking with Bridget about the service's important work. I began by asking her to outline the scope of the types of cases the service may deal with on any given day.
We help people with a whole range of different sorts of employment law problems. What we try and focus on is people who have complicated legal issues which involve an intersection between discrimination or sexual harassment and your workplace rights. At the moment, we seem to be giving a lot of advice to people who have had something happened to them in their workplace. They've been bullied or harassed or mistreated. They've made complaints about that and then they've been dismissed on the back of those complaints, or they've had other adverse action taken up because they've made those complaints about the maltreatment in the workplace. So a lot of our cases are really complicated in that regard. We also do a whole lot of much more straightforward unfair dismissals where people have been dismissed in circumstances where there's no real valid reason for their dismissal or there's been no procedural fairness.
Just following on from that, Is this a surprise at all? And could this point to any broader trends?
It's not a surprise. These problems are ever-present and ongoing. We know that employment law is a large area of need in our community. Legal need surveys regularly throw that up as a finding. The funding that we've received for this program is on the back of massive unmet demand for advice in this area of law. The service that we are offering is very limited. We're only helping people who are those very low-income workers in those particular circumstances in their workplace. We're not doing the bulk of what's needed out in the community. We can never meet that broader need. I think in terms of whether these are particular issues for Brisbane or for Queensland, I doubt it. We see the same sorts of things everywhere, but we do know from legal need surveys that Brisbane has a particular need for employment law advice. But at the same time, we're never going to be able to fill that.
You recently expanded the employment law advice service.
Yeah, we did.
Is a rise in these issues the reason behind that expansion?
It's not rise in need. I think for a long time it has just been a completely unmet need. The need has always been there. There haven't been legal services there to deliver. An awful lot of people go through an employment law dispute without having had any access to legal advice or representation. What we're trying to do is pick up the most vulnerable of those people where we can make a real difference to the way their matter is run or the outcome for them. But the unmet need in this area of law will remain, even with our three lawyers. The program is going to hopefully alleviate some of that for some people, but certainly won't cover the field.
Is Caxton Legal Centre the only place providing this service at the moment?
So people can get advice from a whole range of community legal centres all over Queensland. Some provide employment law advice, some can't provide employment law advice. It really depends on the capacity of the staff at those centres. But we encourage people to go to their local community legal centre if they can. Legal Aid's got a small service as well. In there, there's a couple of lawyers at Legal Aid who can give advice on employment law. And Queensland Working Women's Service can provide advice and representation to women with problems in the workplace.
Do unions help in any of these sorts of issues? Or would they come back to you?
Well, certainly if someone's in a union, we would be sending them back to their union for assistance. So that the unions are the primary place you would go for assistance in any kind of employment law situations. The people that we help are not unionised. And I guess the types of workplaces that are more unionised, we don't really see anybody from those types of workplaces, but we're seeing a lot more of your, you know, individual employees in relatively small workplaces, or the types of employees that don't seem to be within the capture of the union system.
Now, if I went to you with serious issues with my employer, is the service anonymous, or how would that work? I mean, obviously, if we end up in court, they're going to know who I am, but how does the service work in that pre-stage?
The same as any other legal service. So we're not anonymous. I mean, you're not anonymous when you come to us. So when you come to us, you need to tell us who you are, who your employer is, what your problem is, so that we can give you meaningful advice and so that we can also capture you as a client. but it's confidential. So that means that whilst you tell us about your problem and who you are, we don't tell anybody else. If it goes through the conciliation process at the Fair Work Commission, so that's the negotiation or the mediation stage, and that's also usually a confidential process, but obviously by that stage your employer knows there's a dispute and the Fair Work Commission knows there's a dispute. But once it goes further from that into the court system, then it is in an open process. But most of the time, whilst you can't come to us anonymously, you can come to us confidentially.
How can we as employees, this may or may not be a grey area, but how can we know if or when we're being mistreated at work or if our dismissal has been unfair?
Yeah, you won't know necessarily whether or not your dismissal has been unfair. We can help you work that out. That's one of the things that people come to a lawyer for. If they've been dismissed and they're just not sure whether the process that was gone through was right, they're not sure whether there's a valid reason. So that's a really important service that we can provide to people. In terms of like ongoing employees and whether you've been mistreated, again, you'll know, I think, whether things are comfortable or uncomfortable for you in the workplace, but you may not know where that fits into the law, and we can help you with that as well.
Finally, if there's anyone listening out there today who may be dealing with any of these issues that you've outlined, how can they get in contact with the Employment Law Advice Service?
So if they fit within the scope of our service, just calling up our front desk and one of our volunteer students or our reception staff will talk to them about whether we can help them or not. So the number for us is 3214633. The students are all trained to help work out whether it's something we can help with or not. And if it's not, we'll refer you on. And if it is, we'll just queue in to speak to a lawyer.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Bridget.
Thank you.
That was Bridget Burton, Caxton Legal Centre's General Practice Coordinating Lawyer. Caxton Legal Centre is non-profit and has been providing free legal advice, social work, law reform and community education services since 1976. If you need to access any of Caxton's services, please call 3214 6333. That's the reception phone number, or go to www.caxton.org.au. You're listening to 4ZZZ Community Radio.